President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin. Earlier today, they met one-on-one for more than 2 hours. Only their interpreters were present. Over a working lunch, the group grew, and President Trump gave the talks up to that point good reviews.
I think it's a good start. Very, very good start for everybody.
The day concluded with a remarkable press conference.
Thank you very much.
With a handshake and an uncharacteristically soft-spoken thank you very much to President Putin, President Trump opened the press conference. During the session, he returned to his election victory, and he questioned what happened to Hillary Clinton's emails.
33,000 emails, gone, just gone. I think in Russia they wouldn't be gone so easily. I think it's a disgrace that we can't get Hillary Clinton's 33,000 emails.
When a reporter asked whether President Putin wanted candidate Donald Trump to win the election, Putin had this to say. Yes, I did. I wanted him to win, Putin said. And most remarkably, President Trump refused to support U.S. intelligence agencies, led by Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats, in their unanimous conclusion that Russia interfered in the 2016 presidential election.
People came to me, Dan Coats came to me and some others. They said they think it's Russia. I have President Putin. He just said it's not Russia. I will say this, I don't see any reason why it would be.